The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening. And be blessed.
The YouVersion Bible verse of the day comes from Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, from the Message Bible. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. The reason why I like this so much, and I like the way that it is paraphrased here in the Message Bible, is because a lot of times we come to seemingly insurmountable situations in our lives, so much so that we get discouraged about how hard something is or how long we think is going to take, and in that discouragement, we end up not doing anything at all. and we end up, getting fatigued and doing good because we don't see how the good is having any kind of benefit. And so when we get to situations like that, it's important to get quick wins, to seek the quickest win in a situation. You know, not because we want temporary solutions, you know what I'm saying? But we know that if we can get a quick win, that'll give us the momentum to go forward. And so what Paul is encouraging the Galatians here, you know, if we don't give up, you know, then the harvest will come. You know, if we don't give up, we don't quit, you know, then everything we're working toward, everything we're praying for will happen. But you know, he really gives the Galatians the tools to move forward in the next thing that he says. Right now, therefore, every time we get a chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. And so he's giving the Galatians tools to get some quick wins. And, you know, we know that that which can get us weary in well-doing, that which can be, you know, so difficult, it cannot be as difficult or seemingly insurmountable if we start with the quick win of just concentrating on doing good and doing good, first of all, to the people around us in the community of faith. If we focus on working for the benefit of all, and we start by working for the benefit of all the people closest to us in the community of faith, if we do that, then that will give us the quick win that we need to move forward. And that's why we have the cliche, charity begins at home.